Hello, and welcome to the Motina Books Podcast. We publish books by and for mothers, and there's a special place in our heart for single mothers. My name is Diane Windsor. I'm the founder of Motina Books, and I also lead a large single parent support group here in North Texas. Single Side Up is a single parent support program that is part of the nonprofit family strengthening organization, This Side Up Family. We are the largest and most active single parent group in North Texas. In this podcast, we will discuss our books, our authors, and issues affecting single parents. If you have written or want to write a book, or if you'd like to discuss an issue that pertains to single parent families, please feel free to reach out to us. Hi there, this is Diane Windsor, your host of the Motina Books Podcast. And this is a very special episode. I am so excited to welcome Kim Little, who is an employee of Ramsey Solutions, and she is also a single mom. So if you don't know what Ramsey Solutions is, it is the corporation that Dave Ramsey started. And Dave Ramsey is a very well-known financial expert. He has hosted a radio show for many years, and I discovered him about 11 years ago. And what I really like about Dave Ramsey is he has a plan that he calls his baby steps, and it's such a great way to handle your money. And I love to talk to single moms about winning with money and about managing what's coming in and what is going out. So I was so very happy to start getting to know Kim, and when she offered to come onto our podcast. So we actually recorded this podcast on February 5th, Super Bowl Sunday, and it was before the game started, and we just spent some time talking a little bit about her background and mine, and then we talked about the myth of the car payment and how single moms and single dads as well can have a used, good quality car without having a payment. So let's not delay anymore, and let's go ahead and listen to the interview that I had with Kim.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hey.
Hey, it's Diane.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bill.
So how'd you end up in Tennessee?
The ex.
Okay.
He took a job here, and we worked here. He was here for a while, and then decided he'd rather go move in with his girlfriend, and
nice.
So he left the kids and I here, and
nice.
And we've been here ever since.
Ugh, and how long were you married?
Almost 23 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Was it a midlife crisis kind of thing for him?
You know, I think it was more for me. I just got sick of it.
Oh, so it had been going
everything.
On. It had been going on for a while.
Gosh. And, yeah. Oh, he had four affairs on me, you know.
Wow.
I just reached a point of where, you know, I was just done.
Sure.
I'm just tired of it. So
sure. I'm so sorry.
I remember in one of our fights, I told myself, if you ever get the courage to leave, don't let him suck you back in. And that's why I had to keep remembering that the entire time. So, but we're all better off, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, how long ago was that?
8 years.
8 years. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Eight years. Like last week was when he moved out.
Wow.
And
is he with the woman that he moved in with
mm-hmm.
at that time? Oh, they're still together.
Yeah. They got married. I love her. I know
really?
That's weird. I love her. Mm-hmm. I get along great with her. I joke that she makes him tolerable.
Wow. Well, good for you.
You know, she does things for me that he wouldn't even do. Like, just like last week, I just sent her a text. Well, I had sent her a text before saying, hey, can y'all help pay for Zach's school books again this semester?
Okay.
She sent me a text back and said, how much are they going to be? I said, I don't know. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, new semester, new books.
Right.
And because, you know, he started college. And she said, okay, just let me know. And they ended up being not very much. And I was able just to pay for them. And
okay.
I just sent her a text. I said, oh, forgot to tell you that I got tax books this semester. Not a big deal. She said, how much? And I said, one was 80. One was, he was able to rent for 40.
Okay.
And she said, okay, I'll send you half next week. Okay.
Well, that's really nice. That's really
See, he
nice.
wouldn't have done that. He would not have done that. He would
Wow.
have said, "Okay, thanks," and moved on.
Yeah.
That's just,
Well.
and so that's why, I know she's not the mother, but I just would rather deal with her than him any day.
Well, I
Isn't it
guess
crazy?
that's one benefit, though. Oh, I see. There's all different kinds of arrangements and blended families and stuff. And I mean, so I'm on my third marriage.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I finally got it right. But I still do all the
Oh,
single
yeah.
parent stuff because, I mean, I don't know. I was there, I was there a couple of times, and I really my point with the single parent stuff is more practical support as opposed to emotional support. Because there's a lot of that out there, I think, like with other organizations, a lot of churches have emotional support groups for single parents and divorced parents. And I met this gal here in Texas, Sarah, about 5 years ago, and she is the executive director of an organization called This Side Up Family. And she saw a
Oh.
need here in the Plano, Texas area in Collin County for a way for families who are very, very busy and have so much on their plate these days for a way to connect, for them to connect, for families to have
Wow.
downtime and spend quality time together. So she had been doing her thing for about a year when I learned about her, like 5 years ago. And I approached her saying, "Hey, I wanted to see if I can speak sometime at your single parent group." And she said, "Well, we have a single parent group, but it's not really very active right now. What we really need is a leader." And I'm like, "Oh, I guess I could do that." So
Right.
that's how it all started. So we've just kind of been growing together. So my single
That's
parent group is
cool.
not really my own, but it is a program offered by her organization. But
Okay.
that makes it really good for me because so she has these what she calls family connection nights where she has like comedians or musicians or bingo nights or just something for families in the community to get together and have fun together and not have to pay for it. And so a lot of my single parents like going to that stuff too, because they're always looking for something fun to do that doesn't cost anything. So, and it is, she's a nonprofit, a 501(c), and she is not a Christian organization. She is Christian, but she also wanted to provide a way for people who don't go to church regularly to have a place to come together and to fellowship and stuff. So
Well, that's really cool.
it's a great organization. So I just wanted to give you a little background on, what we do. So, but yeah, that's
Well,
my
that's really
thing.
neat.
And once
What church is she associated with?
she is with Legacy Church in Plano. That's her
Okay.
church. And her organization gets a lot of support from their church, but it is not a religious organization. Oh, and
Okay, good.
twice a year we have a single parent family clothing giveaway.
Oh,
And
wow.
that's a big event. I mean, people come from miles around and just take clothing that they need. So that's a fun thing. That's a fun event that we do. And
And I've found that in what we're just about really to get ready to do, I've found more single parents need help in like women need help. Some do, some don't, that some get very offended with, just help around the house. I need that more than I need a clothing drive.
that's a great idea, and we have talked about that before, like the kind of work that a husband would do, right?
Right,
Like
yeah,
fixing
exactly.
stuff, that kind of thing. We have talked about that. I'm so glad that you brought that up because we've talked about doing that before and never really went anywhere with it. Because we have more single moms in our group than single dads, which is kind of normal. I think that's kind of par for the course.
Sure,
But there's one guy
right.
who is the primary parent. And he's a really nice guy. He's a firefighter and he's very handy. And he has said, "Look, if you ever hear of a single mom who needs some help around the
Sure.
house, let me know." But I haven't really, put that into, I don't know, into action yet. Maybe I should try to figure out a way to do that. That's a great
Yeah, because
idea.
I've still got a ton of stuff that I could, I
Or
mean,
like your car, right? Because
just looking at it and diagnosing it. And, I've
yeah.
got a shed that has some hinges need to be fixed. I don't know the first thing
How to
about
do
doing stuff
that.
like
Right,
that.
right.
You know, and it comes
Exactly.
second nature for some men. So, I mean, I need more. I have always needed stuff like that more than I've ever needed, you
Like
know,
the
a
clothing
clothing
thing,
drive or.
right. But what I try to focus on, what I found over the years that is important to the single moms especially, is learning about money and help with legal stuff. So I discovered Dave back in 06 when I was newly divorced and I knew that I needed to, get a handle on my money and I didn't know how. And he just happened to come on the radio in Dallas at that time. And I remember hearing him for the first time thinking, what? Because he took over Dr. Laura's slot and I used to listen to Dr. Laura all the time.
I
I'm like,
love Dr. Laura.
but I remember when I first heard Dave, it was like, I thought, I don't need to listen to a money guy. I'm not going to listen to this. But I kept listening because it was entertaining. And then when I started learning his philosophy, I'm like, this is for young people. It was the summer I turned 40, so it was over 10 years ago. And I'm like, I'm too old for this. This is for people in their 20s. I can't start this now. But I kept listening. And then I was hearing the debt-free screams when he would just do them on Fridays. And I'm like, wow. And then I started thinking, I might be able to do this. And I bought the book and I just started drinking the Kool-Aid and I never looked back. And I don't care how much money my husband and I earn, I will always do the written budget and always do the envelopes. And people think I'm nuts, but I will always, always do it.
Oh, no. I mean, no way. I would believe me, there's people that don't think, and I don't necessarily do envelopes. I know, this is my budget
Right.
and, this is what I know that I can spend. And
Exactly.
I just know that I can,
And different things work differently for different people, and I get that completely.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, if you don't have the discipline to do it, then you need to do the envelope.
I love my
I'm
envelopes,
not saying
Kim.
that about you,
Well,
but I
it's
mean, there's lots of people that if they don't have the discipline to
right.
stop using that debit card,
Yep.
and see, I do, but
Right.
if they don't have that discipline, then they've just got to admit to themselves, well, I just need to use the envelope. That's
And
and that's what you got to do.
there are some things that I really like about the envelopes, like my Christmas envelope. I couldn't live without that. And we have a little safe, and that way I know exactly how much I can spend on Christmas. And I do a cash giveaway for single parents at Christmas time too. And every
Oh, cool.
paycheck, $20 goes in there, and I have like over 400 for them at Christmas time. So, there are some
That's
things I
nice.
just love having my Christmas envelope for, or my
Oh,
envelopes
yeah.
for. That's my,
Absolutely.
and my daughter is getting ready to move out on her own. She's 23, has a good job, and she's been living with her dad, who is right here in our neighborhood,
Oh, wow.
for pretty much since we moved to Texas, which was 11 years ago. And she's getting ready to move out on her own, and she's looking to me, to help me with a budget, Mom, help me figure out what envelopes I need. I'm like, yes. Yes, I got through to one of
Oh, she gets
them.
it. She gets it. She gets it. Well, cool.
So,
Let me open up my notes here
okay, cool.
and
Yeah, we'll start talking about what we're going to talk about.
And whenever you want to, you
Well,
don't have to ask me some questions or what?
tell me about yourself, and you said it's okay if we talk about that you work for Ramsey Solutions and everything, right? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so give us an introduction. Tell us about yourself.
You bet. I've been working for Dave for almost 10 years, and I started in our education solutions department. So, helping to get our high school curriculum into high schools across the country. And about 5 years ago, I just felt a tug that I needed to move to a different department. And the thing was, there was another department leader that had actually been wanting me in that department for quite some time.
Okay.
And then the tug came, and it just worked out perfectly for me to move over to that department. So I did, and it was just a perfect fit just because I feel like I've got a resume that some people don't have. And when I say the resume, I'm referring to my life experiences. And so since,
That
you know,
counts.
then
That
it's,
definitely counts.
yeah. Oh, yeah, it's what actually builds my resume. Every time
Right.
something else happens, I'm like, okay, this is resume building. Just deal
Yes.
with it, move on,
That's great.
and learn from it, because that's
Yes.
what it is. It's part of my
Yes.
resume. And so it just worked out perfectly because I answered the phone one day, and it was a question from somebody that I had literally just experienced the week before.
Wow.
And then it just happened. We call those God appointments.
Sure,
And so
sure.
our phones are on a loop to where, you know, whoever's available next gets
So
that
now,
next phone call. And
what is your title now? What is your specific position now?
I'm a Ramsey Care advisor. So
Okay.
basically, I do what Dave does on the radio, except I sit behind a desk,
Right.
among other duties that I have, but
Sure.
answering the phone, answering emails, questions that people have, day to day, you know, just the questions that he answers, very similar to on the radio
And so
show.
can anybody call in and ask that kind of a question from your team? How do they do that? Can you give the contact info?
Sure. The number's 888-227-3223.
Okay. That's awesome.
And it's just general questions, as similar to what Dave does on the radio show. And we do that all day, every day. It's such a blessing so many times because
My
we're able to
gosh.
help somebody that didn't realize that they could do it. And
You
you
know
know,
what?
those are the ones that are just the biggest
I
blessings.
didn't realize it. I didn't know it. I thought if
Yeah.
I wanted to get a question answered, I would have to try to, get to Dave on the air or something. But that's great that you
Oh,
guys offer that
yeah,
service
no.
because a lot of times people just
Yeah.
have a regular question about money that they want the answer to. Ooh,
And they
that's
don't want to be on
awesome.
the air. And some people are very
Sure.
apprehensive about being on the radio. And
Sure.
so
Sure.
we do have this. It's just a general little service, and you know, it's free. As long as it's a general question. We can't get real in depth,
Oh
but
no,
even
of
though we're all
course.
trained to do so. But
Right.
as long as it's a general question, very similar to what Dave would answer on the radio show, we do that all day, every day.
Right. Right.
So it's a great place to work. I love it. I love
That's
doing
so
what I do.
great. That's so great. So you were actually there when you were going through your divorce and everything.
Before
Yeah.
it even
Right.
started.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
So,
rough.
you know, I realized then that I need to buckle down and get this taken care of.
Yeah.
And start working on it, because I felt, you know, I didn't know how long it would last, if it would even at all. And so
Right.
I just started really buckling down on the debt and making sure that we were on that debt snowball and making sure that everything was getting paid. Of course, everything did get paid, but
Yeah. Oh, so
more meaning of,
you
you
came
know.
out of your divorce with some debt. Is that right?
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
me
Oh
too.
yeah.
Me too, man.
Yeah. Oh
Yeah.
yeah, I had, oh gosh, I maybe $20,000 in
Yeah.
addition to the house.
Yeah.
And so, yeah,
Well, we
so it was.
sold our house, but we had been living on credit cards for several years. And we ended up with $80,000 in credit card debt. And when we divorced, we cut that in half. And he filed bankruptcy, and I'm like, I don't think that's the right thing to do, so I'm going to figure out a way to pay it off. And that was when I started learning about Dave, and I'm like, wow, I can do this. And so that's what I want to do with our single parent group, is really empower single moms and make them realize that they can win with money and they can pay off debt. And
Oh,
there's so
they
much
sure
that,
absolutely can.
yeah.
And one thing that I've really, really noticed, and within myself, some people get a high off of spending, off of shopping. You've got to turn that around, and it's a mindset, and start getting that exact same high, that exact same feel of a win with paying down debt,
Right.
or saving for something, or saving for your retirement. When you have switched your mindset to, okay, I get this feeling from spending money, from shopping. I love to go buy shoes or something. You've got to switch that exact same mindset that you get from that over to winning with money. And so that has really worked for me a lot, but I was never a shopper anyway.
I
But
wasn't really
I
much of a shopper
realized.
either, but you're right. It's such a wonderful feeling to see the bank account grow and the credit card statement diminish, right?
Exactly.
It's
And that's what
wonderful.
it is. You've got to adjust. You've got to adjust what winning is for you. And
Right.
so some people would get that high off of a shopping spree, and I get the high off of saving money.
Oh, I
And
hear
it's
you.
the
I
exact
know.
same feeling, the exact same
It
emotion.
is.
It's just that I just adjust it to saving instead of spending. I get mad when I spend too much. I really get upset with myself. I spent too much 2 weekends ago, and I'm still kind of beating myself up for it. And but that's what discipline is. That's what it is acknowledging something that you've done wrong and making the adjustment to change it.
Exactly. But I
So.
think a lot of it is our society, isn't it? I mean, and talking about like these myths about spending that you have to
Oh.
spend to feel good, and
Oh, absolutely.
and that
Absolutely. Just watch a commercial.
buying cars has a
Just
lot to
watch.
do with this.
You're exactly right, because everybody always says, "Oh, I'll always have a car payment." I remember saying that to myself once. And and now it's just I've got 3 cars that are paid for, and one's my son's and 2 are mine. And so, it's you don't always have to have a car payment.
You
I do have
don't.
a savings account, especially earmarked just for car
For the
repairs. Now,
cars.
I don't have to spend a lot on car repairs,
Right.
because that's another myth that everybody believes in, is that if you buy a used car, that you're going to have a lot of car repairs. No, not true. It's not true at all. And I've got a 2003 Ford Expedition that I've spent less than $500 in car repairs on that vehicle. Less than
Wow.
$500.
A lot of it is
Two
maintaining
repairs,
it. You got to
less than
maintain it, right?
500.
Get the oil changed regularly and just make
Absolutely.
sure that you're maintaining it.
Don't abuse it.
Right.
I've seen so many people that have so many car problems, but then you look how they drive.
Yeah.
Okay, you hit that pothole. Now you need an alignment. Now you
Yeah.
need this. Now you need that.
Yep.
Because they're not taking care of it. And to me, this is God's property, not mine.
There you go.
And so, I do take care of it. And
Right.
that's, I always love to use my 2003. It's got 180,000 miles on it. And it is literally, it cost me, besides the general maintenance, tires, brakes, and
Sure.
all
And that's got
that,
to be
I
done. You
spent,
have to do that.
absolutely
Yeah,
has to be
but that's
done,
what
but
you have an envelope for,
I
right? You
don't count that.
can have a car repair
Absolutely.
or car maintenance envelope and just keep sticking
I
money
sure
in
do.
it.
I have a car repair, car maintenance. I just kind of lump it all together.
Right.
But when I get an oil change, it comes out of that to where it doesn't affect me. I just kind of put a little bit in every paycheck to where it
Exactly.
helps. Even $10, $15, it'll add up, over time.
Exactly.
But that's the myth that everybody has really fallen into, is that you always have to have a car payment, and
Right.
that's just not
No,
true.
it's
Not
not.
true at all.
Now, another thing you said, you've got 180,000 miles on that car. I think another myth is like, oh, my car is it's got around 100,000 miles on it. It's time to get rid of it. It's not going to last any longer. And if you maintain it, like we said, there is nothing wrong with an older car that has 100,000 miles on it.
No, not at
Not
all.
at
And
all.
some people say, well, you're going to be putting money into it. Well, sure, maybe. Big deal. You're going to put money into your car payment every single month that
And
I won't be
what is
paying.
the average car payment now these days? Is it 400 or is it more?
I think it's in the 500s at this point. I talked
Wow.
to somebody the other day on the phone that had an 800 and something dollar car payment, and I had to say, hang on a minute while I catch my breath, because I can't imagine paying
$800?
800 and something dollars every single month
Oh my
for
gosh.
a car, for a vehicle. I mean, who does that? And I know I used to be one of those people. I get it. I get the whole
Wow.
mentality, but it's just not true. Don't believe what they feed you.
So that must be like a luxury level car, right? That's brand
Oh,
new, and they probably didn't put anything down.
well, they had probably negative equity from their one that they traded in,
Oh, that's right. That
and
whole negative equity stuff.
they could be $15,000 to $20,000 upside down in a vehicle. And then they call me and they want to, how can I get out of this vehicle? And I said, there's really not much you can do. I'm so sorry.
So what do you tell
There's
somebody
really
like
not.
that?
to sell
There's just
it.
not much you can do.
Yeah.
There's not much you can do. You know, you can write it out. That's the one thing I say. Just write it out for a while until you can save up a lump sum to pay for that negative equity.
To pay the
difference,
you know,
But you know, that's what they don't tell you when you drive that brand new car off of the lot. They don't tell you that when you buy a car that you know. Oh, we can roll this into here, but they don't tell you how it's going to screw you for so many years.
Right.
It's just going to mess it up.
Right.
And then they're stuck with that $500-$700 car payment.
So basically, let's break down for a second. Negative equity is when you have a car loan on your car that you have right now, and you still owe money on it. But hey, you want a new car.
Right.
Because you deserve
they
it.
Smell good.
It's time. It smells good. That's right.
Because they smell good.
Because you take your existing car with the loan balance that you still owe to the dealership, and they say, "Oh, it's okay. We'll give you a new loan for the new car and the money that you still owe on your old car, and just roll it all into one." Right?
Yeah. But here's the thing with that. They don't really talk about that very much. That's kind of, okay, shh. And then that's what they do.
Right.
They don't talk about it to where I think that's where the unethical part is to me.
Sure it
is. I feel it's very unethical because they don't explain it. And some of these people that go in, it, unfortunately, they just don't have the business education behind
exactly.
them.
They don't think
no
to ask questions about that. They don't think to ask the questions.
No fault of theirs because they've never had that before.
Right.
But they go into it and they just don't realize. And then they've got that car payment and then they decide, okay, I want to get out of this car payment. And you can't.
You can't.
Stuck.
Because they're immediately owing more money than what that car is worth.
When you drive it off the lot, you lose at least $2,000 to $3,000.
Right.
So if you buy a $20,000 car, you pay $20,000 for it. When you buy it off the, when you drive it off of the lot, it's instantly only worth $16,000, $17,000, maybe $18,000.
Yep. I believe that. Yeah. Yeah. And if you put the negative equity onto it, which might have been $5,000, who knows how much, right?
Right.
Then you have to add that to that amount. So, oh my gosh. I love used cars. I'm driving my father's 1998 Lexus ES300. And
that's what I had. That's exactly what I had before
no kidding.
I got my car. Exactly. And it had 240,000 miles
oh,
on
great.
It.
Oh, great. I've only got like
and
120
finally
right
to
now.
Bite the dust.
Well, because he's older and he wasn't driving it very much. And we got lucky because he decided on his own that he wasn't going to drive anymore. And a lot of times with elderly parents, it's a struggle
to
get them to do that.
Yeah.
But he realized
that's difficult.
He realized I'm not driving anymore. Diane, come get my car. You can have my car. So that was great for me. And it's a beautiful, beautiful car in great shape. And I will continue to maintain that. And man, I'll happily drive it till it has 240,000 miles on it. It's a great little car. So
they are. They run forever. If you take care of them, they do run forever.
So I think,
and it doesn't have the new car smell anymore.
I know.
But you know,
I can get a little.
I don't want to pay $800.
I can
want to pay $800 a month for new car smell.
No.
We I
can.
Really
can't you get a can
that.
Of that? Can't you get a can of air freshener that smells
like
a new car?
Yeah, you can. Not quite the same, I guess.
Right.
But it'll do.
It'll do.
I just don't have any desire to buy a brand new car ever again in my life.
Neither
and
do I.
Believe me, we bought way too many of them. We fell for that.
I
we
only
fell
did
for
it
that
once.
Many times.
I did it once when I was married, and we bought a 1997 Nissan Quest minivan, and we leased it. But then we leased it, but then we bought the lease out. But of course, we had to get a loan to pay for that. Then when we divorced, I kept it. There was only $3,000 left on the loan, and after we sold our house, I was able to pay it off. So that van was mine, and I'll tell you, I loved that van because you can haul people or you could haul stuff in that minivan. It was a very practical car to have.
Exactly.
And
that's what my Ford Expedition, I have
same
that.
Same thing,
and
yep.
It, I call it, it's my truck. I call it my truck.
There you go. There you go.
But we can haul people or we can haul stuff, and it that thing will not die.
Yeah.
It will not die.
Well, same thing with mine. My van had 216,000 miles on it. Unfortunately, it had a little collision with a deer in Kansas, and it didn't survive after that. So, oh well. Oh,
right.
Well,
yeah.
That happens.
Maybe, you know, it was time.
It was time. But then I bought another used car, and there's nothing wrong with it. You have to get it checked out, right?
Right.
A lot of mechanics will do a complete checkout of a car that you're considering buying for like well under $100. I think it might be $50 or $60.
$50 or $60, and you can get it checked out. And you know, it's not going to guarantee anything, but it gives me the peace of mind of knowing, okay, I'm not buying a piece of junk.
Right.
And you know, and things are going to break. Things are going to break, but you're not tied down and you're not stuck for years.
Right.
Years to a $500 or $600 payment.
And think about it.
Everybody cringes at a $500 or $600 repair.
Yeah.
I rejoice at a $500 or $600
yes, ma'am.
Repair.
Yes, ma'am.
I would rather pay a $500 or $600 repair than an ongoing $500 or $600
payment
every single month.
Correct. Correct. So, and if a single mom were to take that $500 car payment that she would be paying, but doesn't have to, because maybe she has a well-running $2,000 or $3,000 car, but she's putting that $500 away every month, then guess what? All of a sudden, you can afford a $1,000 car repair without without a big headache. It's not going to hurt.
And imagine what your retirement's going to be once you completely get rid of those car payments.
That's right. That's right. I have seen some things from there are other single parent groups here in North Texas, and I saw an email come across once that said, "Hey moms, do you need to buy a new car? Work with such and such dealership. They'll help you out to get a low payment." And I'm just cringing, thinking that's not the best way to go.
It's not. But see, did you notice their marketing? Their marketing.
Of course.
We'll give you the best payment.
Right.
Did you hear them say, "We're going to give you the best price for the car"?
Nope.
No, because they're trying to mess with your mind there. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Is their marketing makes you think that you can afford the payment.
That's
and
right.
Maybe you can put that a payment into your budget every month.
Mm-hmm.
But what else could you be doing with that money? What else could you be doing with it?
You could be
saving and paying cash for a car.
That's right. That's right. Putting it in your emergency fund or your retirement fund or maybe your kid's college fund.
Print.
There are so many things that you could be doing with that money. And it is the dealers, they never bring up the total cost or price of the car. It's all about the payment.
No.
What's the payment that you need?
Exactly. You can afford this payment.
Right.
Well, sure, I can afford the payment, but I don't want to. I want to be able to afford the car.
That's right. That's
right. What the car is going to cost, and that's just foreign to them.
You know, one thing that we did this year for our car insurance, we actually work with one of the Dave Ramsey endorsed local providers here in North Texas,
and
they've been great. I've been with them for many years, and I just found out that if we pay our car insurance in one lump sum in January, it saves us $300.
Wow.
So I'm not paying it monthly. You know, that was an option because they shop it around every year. And so the guy said to me, he's like, "Oh, you know, if you pay the whole thing up front in January, you're saving $300. And I'm like, "Really?" And guess what? I was in a position to do that because I had my emergency fund and I don't have any extra car payments or any other payments. So I'm like, yeah, it's worth it to me to pay it now and save $300. You bet. That made my day.
Well, here's the way I look at it is it's either $300 in my pocket or $300 in theirs.
Right. Exactly. But the point is that everybody looks at the monthly payment. Most people look at the monthly payment.
Exactly.
Instead of the total cost of the product. So that's another example. But if you change your mindset to look at what is a total cost and is this a better deal than that, don't look at the payment. Mm-hmm. Look at the total cost of something.
Right. Right. And that's what people need to start thinking. That's what they need to look at the cost and not what can fit into their budget for the month.
Exactly. Yeah, the whole car thing, it's a big part of everybody's budget, whether it's payments or repair or maintenance or gas, tolls. We have so many toll roads here in Texas. That's got to be part of
you
your
do.
Budget. Otherwise, you're spending, I mean, it's a matter of time versus money, but I'm not going to take all the side streets to get to work. You know, that just, it's going to take me an hour and a half to get to work, and I'd rather just spend 40 minutes. I think our commute times are a lot different than yours in Nashville, aren't they?
Well, I don't go to Nashville all the way to Nashville. I live about 15 miles from where I work. And so my commute has a lot of traffic, but it's doable. And traffic doesn't really bother me. I know lots of people don't like it, but I just kind of, it's one of those things. I adjust my mindset and I just get in the car and go.
Traffic doesn't bother me either. I listen to audiobooks like all the time.
Yep.
I love audiobooks.
Yep. I like to sometimes just drive to work in silence, and that's my processing time.
Right.
I just my downtime to think and not be overwhelmed with noise.
That's smart. That's really smart.
So,
but transportation and the cost of transportation, that's a big thing to have to think about. So if you don't have a car payment, if you don't have to worry about insurance payments every month either, I mean, that's just kind of taking a load off of you, just something else that you don't have to worry about, don't have to think about.
Exactly.
So,
and it's a necessary evil. You do have to have the insurance.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's what I do also besides just my car, but you know, everything, I just kind of reanalyze everything about once a year and look at it and see what I'm paying, make a call. Can you bring my price down or I'm going to change, because there's other providers for everything. So,
and
you know,
that's a great point. That's a great point. And I think a lot of people don't know that about the whole shopping for insurance. So like I'm pretty sure that you can change your car insurance anytime throughout the year that you want to. You don't have to wait for the policy to end or anything, right?
Right. As far as I know, I'm not an insurance salesman, but as far as I know, you know, you hired them to provide a service.
Yeah.
So to my knowledge, I think you can.
I think you can too. And if you shop it, like you said, once a year, which is what I do also, you can really find a better deal. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. It's great. It's a great thing to do, you know, with your cable, with your cell phone, everything like that. Just, you know, say, hey, what's the best price you can give me? Because I've got other services and I can go other places.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Oh, make sure that you're getting the best deal.
Here in Texas, we can do that with our electric provider too. I used to live in Colorado and we weren't able to do that. Can you do that in Tennessee?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, here.
No, we have one provider. That's it.
That's how it was in Colorado too, but here in Texas, now we've got one natural gas provider, so we can't shop that around, but we can pick our electricity provider.
Mm,
so
that's really nice.
These are all things that, you know, as long as we're willing to take the time, it takes a little time to, you know, to make a phone call.
I encourage people to become business smart about their business.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be uneducated about things as far as, you know, you can shop around for this. You can shop around for that.
Right.
You can get new prices. And, you know, you can sometimes save a couple $100 a month. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
And I say it again, it's either in my pocket or theirs.
Or theirs. Exactly.
So, you know, that's what I encourage people. You know, I have people that call in and really don't know what they owe and what their debt is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's be business smart about our own business. That's that's not being business smart.
Because your household is your business.
It is.
Right?
It's your own business. And, and you know, people need to become business smart about just their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of surprised and shocked a little bit when people will call and say, or a friend will tell me, I don't even know what debt I have. And I'm thinking, how do you not know?
How do you not know?
And I just, you know, it is, I believe it's just a fear of facing it sometimes and not wanting to really learn it.
Right.
But really, once you get it, once you learn it, it's empowering to be able to
Oh, I agree.
know your own business. And so
Exactly. Exactly.
I totally strongly encourage people to be business smart about their own business.
Yep, that's a great point. And especially when you've got a household, excuse me, that is run by one person, right? The single parent. They need to know, they especially need to know. I mean, married couples, they need to work together, and they need to, both parties need to know, how much is
Oh,
coming in and how much
absolutely.
is going out and how much is owed where and everything. But then there, it happens a lot where it doesn't work that way, right? So maybe the husband for the period of the
Oh,
marriage
yeah.
was in charge of the finances and the wife just let him do it. And then when they divorce, she doesn't know what's going on or how to handle things. So it is so
Well,
important.
and let me take it a step further. Deaths happen. And I sometimes get on the phone with a brand new widow that has never seen a bill in her life.
Yeah.
And and bless his heart, he probably thought he was doing her a favor by not burdening her
Burdening
with
her,
it.
right.
And then he passes and she doesn't have a clue as to what she needs to do.
Yeah.
And that's just really sad
It is.
because his intentions were very pure and very real,
Sure.
but it wasn't in the best interest for her. And
Yeah.
so that's why I really strongly encourage people to be business smart about their own business. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, cool.
Cool. Well, thanks, Diane, for calling,
Oh.
and let me know, if any questions come in that I can help with, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your time, and I hope we can do
You're
this
welcome.
again. This is great. We'll
Sure,
have another
absolutely.
topic, and
Okay.
there are a lot of financial things that are, interesting to single moms, so that's great.
Great.
And I'll let you know when this is ready to be heard, so you can check it out.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be looking for it.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for your
Okay.
time, Kim. I really
Thank you.
appreciate it. Take care.
Talk to you later.
Okay,
Bye.
bye-bye. Well, I really enjoyed talking with Kim. She is such a wealth of information, and I'm so grateful that she is a resource that we can go to with our financial questions. So, as she mentioned during our talk with her, anyone can call the 800 number at any time. So if you have a financial question, you don't want to be on the air, sometimes Dave Ramsey is hard to get through to, you can just call this number, 888-227-3223. And you may or may not get to talk to Kim, but if it's not Kim, it'll be one of her very highly qualified team members. Don't worry about who you talk to. And like she said, this is a free service that anybody can call during business hours and ask a financial question. Now, if you would prefer to send an email, please go ahead and send them to me, and you can use my email address, diane@motinabooks.com. That's MOTINA books.com. And I will go ahead and forward your question to her, and she'll be happy to answer. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our podcast today. Please go ahead and rate us on iTunes, and feel free to contact me at that same email address if you have any further topics that you would like us to discuss that are relevant to single parents, whether it's finances or legal issues or anything else that you think would be a good, relevant topic for single parents. Thank you, and have a great day.